Hello.
Hello, Donnie.
Hey.
Hi, it's Laura with Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I wanted to check back in with you, see if it was a good time to get everything going for you.
This is about the,
It's about the first page placement on Google for your business.
Oh, yeah.
Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, to get that started, how much is it to get that started?
So we're running a Valentine's Day special today, so we're waiving setup fees, so it's just going to be $199, and that's all you would be paying every month as well.
Okay, so it's not like the usual $500 or whatever it is to $400 or $500 to do it. Then it's $199 to get it set up.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's what it's going to stay at every month too. That price doesn't change.
Okay. Now I need to know what areas this is going to cover in that.
Perfect. Yes. So, as we were speaking last time, if I remember correctly, you didn't really like social media, so we were sticking strictly on the local side. So based off of how congested your area is, I would say, it's typically an average of 10 to 15 miles. And you would tell me.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, and you would just tell me, like, for example, if there's certain cities or areas you're trying to target, you know, we would go off of that. But it's typically about 10 to 15 miles.
Okay, well, I mean, I can give you the area, and you can let me know if that's possible, which is, I live right here in Coleman, which if you're looking on your map is like 5 minutes from Wildwood.
Okay. How many miles would you say that is?
It's 5 miles from Wildwood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, but that would probably kind of like be the center of it because I would want all of villages that I could get in there, in that area. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but there would be, I'll just give you the cities that are surrounding the villages.
So you have two options here. So the way that Google works, it works off of, for example, how congested that area is for the people that are running your services. Would you say that you live in a high populated area, like, for example, Los Angeles or Miami or Georgia, or would you say you're on the smaller side?
Well, no, it's the smaller side, but the villages is the most populated place of all of the cities surrounding the villages. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The villages, there's like, you got Wildwood and Coleman and, Oxford.
Okay.
And then on one side of it, on the other side, you've got Lady Lake, Leesburg, Bushnell.
Okay.
Villages is inside that circle there. You've got Bellevue.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. From the radius of Coleman, of your location, how far out would you say that you go? What's the furthest, little village? Or not little, but the village?
Well, I mean, if you're sitting there looking at a map, that's why I was saying, I was giving you those towns. It's a circle. The villages is inside that circle. If you were to draw a line to all those towns, you would have a circle, and the villages is inside that circle.
Okay. So what would the mileage radius, would you say, would that be from Coleman, which is the direct circle in the middle?
well, Coleman's not in the middle.
Okay. Okay.
You got Coleman, you've got Leesburg. The Villages is between the two.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So how far out would you say the furthest point of whichever direction that you want to go, how far out would you say it is mileage wise?
I would say, hmm, 20 miles, probably from Bellevue to Coleman or Bushnell.
Okay.
I'd say from Bellevue to Bushnell is 20 miles. And the other way, it would just be like from Leesburg to Wildwood, which is 10 miles.
Okay. Okay. So to give you an idea of how Google works, so Google works off of analytics. So we call the package that we're offering you is the local package, which is going to advertise locally in your area. It'll be about 10 to 15 miles ideally. It can go out to 20 miles, but it just depends how busy your area is for the services that you offer. Now, when it comes to if you want to go out a little bit further than that, that's typically when we add Facebook, because we can go further than that and specifically target certain areas. But it's going to be up to you which route you want to take. If you want to take the local area or if you want to do the Facebook side area. With Facebook, I mean, I can add $100 worth of advertisement for you for another $50. But that's going to be up to you, you know, which route you want to take.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. But basically the center of where I want to be is the Villages. That's the center.
Okay.
And go out 15 miles or whatever in each direction from there. So say the Villages in Wildwood, it's actually between Wildwood, Lady Lake, and Leesburg. That would be the center.
Okay.
And then go out from there.
So Google, it's going to go off of what your centralized address is. So do you have an address in where, a physical address of where you want the center to be?
I can get you a physical address for that.
Okay. Not like a P.O. box or nothing along those lines. It has to be an actual
address. Does it have to be my actual address? Or
it doesn't have to be your actual address. It just has to be the address, an address.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll just have to get an address from where I want it to center, and it would go out how far?
It goes about 10 to 15 miles.
In every direction, in a circle from the address I give you.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And it has to be a physical address. It can't be a P.O. box address.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be my address. It's just where I want it, the center point to be.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's where your Google business profile is going to be at. That's what it's going to centralize off of. So that's the way that would work if you're looking to do the local package. If you don't want to do the local package and add Facebook so you could target some areas more specifically, we can do it with any address that you give us, of course, that's in that address or that your area physical address, and we have a lot more flexibility that way.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you could, like, send me something area, yet we were talking about, yet, you know, yet I would be covered in, you know what I'm saying?
It's no one can actually give you that information because it works off of Google Analytics. So they do change pretty frequently. It's based off of all the information that's on the internet. So the only way that we can actually focus on certain areas, and you can tell me what areas you want to focus on, and I will do that, is if we add Facebook onto your package. If we add Facebook, I can target the specific areas by zip codes, cities, counties. I can target specific areas. With just the local side, since we're going off of just Google, Google automatically does it.
Okay, so like, yeah, somebody say people in the villages, they're gonna Google. They need the roof washed.
Mm-hmm.
And then my name and phone number is gonna come up for them.
Yes, it pops up in the first page where that local map section is.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I don't really know how all that stuff works, but I know I've Googled stuff before and it pops up. And
yeah, exactly.
And my business and the address and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that's how that would work.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get you a central point then.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to get you a central point tomorrow because I don't want it centralized off of my house where I live because then I'm going, I want to get all the villages I can because there's like, you know, 80,000 residents in the villages at least. Actually, there's probably 120 or 40 now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
So see, that's why I want a central point from there.
Okay.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this?
I understand.
Yeah, it's all small towns around the villages.
Okay.
You know, like Coleman and Wildwood and Oxford, all those are small towns. But they're surrounding the villages. Yeah, so I'd want to centralize it. It's going to be a point between Wildwood and Leesburg, halfway there. But I just have to get you an actual address.
Okay. Yeah, that would work perfectly. Now, another thing to keep in mind as well, we can still... Actually, no. Let's just wait until you get the address because that would be best so we can actually process everything correctly. What time do you want me to call you tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to take my son to an appointment in the morning. Then we're going to the gym. But, like, on the way back, I will find a actual address that we can use just halfway between the two because I'm going to be on that road going, you know, where I'm going to be centralized off of, so I will get an address off of that road there. It would probably be a business address or something like that.
Okay, because you do have to verify the address as well. So it can't just be an address that you randomly pick. It has to be an address where you either live there, you know somebody who lives there. If there's another business that has that address registered, it's going to deny it. So you need you can't have just a random address. Unfortunately, there's just no way around that when it comes to with Google.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Okay. Well, I have a friend that lives in the villages. I guess I could just use your address, right?
Yeah, if you have a friend, you can use their address because Google does like to verify the address. So they're going to want to see, for example, they're going to ask most likely for a video of you taking a video of that address, you going inside the home of that address. Like they actually make, you know, it's Google. They don't just allow anybody to put their business up there, you know, so they are just going to verify. So if you do have a friend and he's okay with you using his address, then absolutely we can do that.
Okay. Yeah. I just, my sister, she lives in Wildwood. The villages is actually, that's one, the edge of the villages, in Wildwood. So I'll probably just use her. I'll probably use her address in Wildwood instead of my address in Coleman because that's, you know, 5 miles basically wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just do that. I'll use her address. So I'll get her address and everything that I need tomorrow then, and that way, what I just need to do a video then of me being at that address and walking through the house and stuff.
Yes, but you don't have to worry about that quite yet. So as we process everything, Google's either going to verify you through the phone, through a video. There's different avenues, so we have to wait to see what Google's going to require. But for most likely, it'll be a video of it, you know, but that's about it. So we'll all fill you in on everything after we start the service and we process everything and we go through Google is when we find the specifics, but we will be walking you through all of that as well and helping you as you might need it.
Okay. And I have I had somebody make up a web page for
me.
Yeah, so I have a web page.
Okay.
Now, I don't know much about them or whatever, but I got it on my phone and everything.
Okay.
And it's got my phone number, and it's got the pictures and all that of some roofs I've done before and after and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I actually pulled it up. It's DDR Roof and Concrete Cleaning? Concrete?
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's a pretty good website. Yeah, what we would do with your website is connect it to your Google business profile. So, you know, all of that stuff we'll go over when we do your onboarding call. But what I'll do is I'll set you up with a call back. Do you think tomorrow around this same time is okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. So we'll go from there. I'll give you a call, and then we'll set everything up. And, yeah, it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll speak tomorrow.
All right. Oh, yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you real quick is, okay, like, are we doing a contract on this or what?
No, it's just month to month. So there's no contract.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Any other questions?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks so much, Donnie. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.